Joining me on the phone today are two special guests. It's a first timer for me to try a three-way call. Very exciting. We're going to apply some Halloween magic. We've got our producers working behind the scenes here. So this is going to be a fun chat. We've got the music director of the Scarborough Philharmonic Orchestra, Ronald Royer. He's the music director and also an upcoming performer. November 5th, they're getting super ready for this concert. A piano concerto by Saint-Saëns, the number 2, and also the majestical Franz Schubert Symphony number 9, known as the Great Symphony. So it is my pleasure to welcome Ron, music director, conductor, composer, musician, educator, also record producer. Welcome to the Jukebox.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
You're a multi-talented musician. You hail from Los Angeles. You were brought up in a family of professional musicians. Tell us a little bit about your upbringing and, how you managed to put on all these hats with everything from conducting to writing to producing records.
Well, first, my mother was a musician, a pianist, and her sister, a terrific, world-renowned flute player, Louise DiTullio. My mother was Virginia DiTullio Royer. And my grandfather was a professional cellist, and then his brothers were all professional musicians, and then cousins. And so I had a number of musicians in the family who were professionals. So lots of music surrounding me, hearing it all the time, and it really inspired me. And I decided to become a musician myself. So that was kind of my upbringing. I was very lucky, like I said. Lots of terrific music making many nights. My sister and I would go to sleep hearing this the trio playing, and so that was amazing. And because of that, my family, they really loved music and were very passionate, and it really rubbed off. And for me, I love it so much, I really wanted to experience it from different perspectives. So I feel very lucky to be able to have, as a cellist, a composer, conductor, and in all different ways. So it's been really, I feel very fortunate in my career.
Well, it sounds like a very musical upbringing, and it's certainly taken you so many places. A lot of incredible musicians that you've worked with, prominent artists that we feature on our station all the time, from Joshua Bell all the way to Stevie Wonder. What would be a very memorable moment in working with some of these personalities for you? What would you say would be maybe one of those highlights that first come to mind?
Well, I started my career in Los Angeles working as a freelance cellist. And certainly a highlight, I got to play the Grammy Awards in 1990. And that was really quite a fascinating experience, because being behind the scene and seeing what goes on, it was a real eye opener, because when you watch it, you think, oh, everything is well organized, and in fact, they spend a year preparing. But the reality is, when that many people and musicians and famous people and schedules, there was a lot of wild things going on behind the scenes.
For sure, yeah. Now, you are also a writer, and one of your compositions, Exuberance, was featured on tour in China. It's available on YouTube. You're bringing a unique mix of repertoire into the 2022-2023 concert season, and no doubt your experience has helped shape this incredible mix of repertoire. Your first concert, which started September 24th, was called Mixing It Up. Tell us a little bit about what it was like to come back to live concerts after the break, and how the audience reacted.
Well, it was after 2 years was a challenge for all of us musicians, and we missed performing live. So being able to come back and have a full season again this year we're so excited and thrilled. And September was amazing. We had a wonderful audience and a lot of energy. And Mixing It Up was a little unusual, because we were choosing music with influence from countries and styles of music from all over the world, from Canada, United States, South America, from India, from Europe. It was really fun. It was a little different for us, but it was really a fun program.
Sounds like a lot of fun ahead as well. And also joining me today on the phone is Lisa Tahera, local pianist, prize winner at both the Canadian Music Competition, Canadian Concerto Competition, and a first prize winner of the 2019 Piano Concerto Festival. Well, I hear the Piano Concerto is what's up on the program. November 5th, the incredible Saint-Saëns Piano Concerto number 2, and here to talk about it is Lisa Tahera herself. Welcome to the Jukebox.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, how do you feel? It's also been a strange couple of years. How do you feel bringing this monumental work to the Scarborough public very shortly?
I mean, I'm so thrilled. This will be my first live performance since March 2020. I remember the very last time I performed was at St. Andrew's Church for their Noon Hour series. And just before I went out to perform, I got an email from the University of Toronto saying, you know, due to COVID, everything is going to shut down. And that was the last time I got to play in front of a live audience. So it's been a long time.
Wow. It must just be, you must have some butterflies in your stomach, and I'm sure the audience is also in great anticipation. It's a phenomenal work. Saint-Saëns, inspired very much by Bach. It has that incredible dramatic opening, but then you also have that incredible wit in the middle. So this music will be paired with Franz Schubert's Symphony No. 9, the so-called Great Symphony, in comparison with his little symphony. So it'll be a brilliant program. Lisa, you have also had great experience all throughout our region, GTA and beyond, as a chamber musician and soloist. What else is up ahead for you?
Well, this last year I actually became a mother.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. So my performing schedule will be a little bit limited, but I was so, so, so thrilled when I got the opportunity from Ron to perform a concerto with his orchestra again. This will actually be my third time performing with him, and I love the Scarborough Philharmonic so much, and Ron is just such an easy conductor to work with. And, you know, while everything was shut down in 2020 and 2021, we did a few online recordings for the Scarborough's YouTube channel, which was a lot of fun to do. And, you know, it was actually my only chamber music experience that I got to do during the pandemic as well. So I'm so thrilled to get to work with Ron, and really excited to get to play for a live audience again.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations to you. We are absolutely thrilled. There's nothing like a mother's love. And I'm sure there's a glow in your eyes right now, and your interpretation is going to be very fiery, that finale. So wonderful to speak with you. If you'd like more information about the Scarborough Philharmonic, check out their website, spo.ca. You can also call their box office to get your tickets. That's 647-482-7761. Scarborough Philharmonic, my guests have been the music director, Ronald Royer, and also upcoming pianist for the Saturday show, November 5th. She's performing Saint-Saëns Piano Concerto No. 2. We'd love to feature that whirlwind finale on our jukebox. That's coming up live Saturday, November 5th, 7:30, and that's Lisa Tahera, the guest pianist of that evening. Great to have you. I wish you a wonderful, wonderful show ahead and a fantastic series. Thank you for joining us and wishing you all the best for the upcoming rehearsals.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Daniel.